just radio.
Politicians are smart, man. They certainly know how to not answer questions. They have tricks that no one ever seems to call them on. I'm sorry, I'm not taking questions today. Oh. Well, when will you be... Oh, that's a question. Not taking questions. I wish I would have known that was an option when I was a kid in school. Brian, how do you find the square root of a fraction? I'm sorry, not taking questions today.
Strategist Radio.
Raw and real. No crap. No fluff. No hype. Just pure strategic pleasure from his playbook to yours. Love, affection, and looking out for you. Live from the Trinity WebWorks Business Radio Studios on the Trinity Broadcast Network. The Strategist Radio Live with your Italian ace in the hole, TJ Marino. Fun.
Want to take a ride?
Revealing.
Is this real or is this just a ride?
Enlightening.
What I don't know, I can learn. What I do know, nobody can teach.
And notably magical.
Pink hearts, yellow moons, orange stars.
And delightful.
They're magically delicious.
The Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino.
With my Vente 4 Banger Macchiato in hand, welcome to Leap Year Monday. It's the 29th day of February, 2016. Welcome to Strategist Radio Live. Glad to have you on board. Today we talk about the success strategy. We'll do the entrepreneur's litmus test. How will you score? Also, Sir Richard Branson tells us to just screw it and just do it. And how about putting a pitch together on any product or service in 15 seconds? Carmine Gallo, Forbes contributor, will check in as well. And how to intelligently avoid business burnout. Welcome to a brand new week. Happy Monday. Glad to see you on board as we beam out to over 120 countries, but our 14th year of the program now. Thank you so much for being my friend. I appreciate that a lot. I hope something in this program, each and every airing we do, resonates somewhere in your personal or business life, and just hope it's a help to you. And I just want to thank you so much for all of your kind support. I'm talking about those emails each and every day. You can always shoot me an email at support@tjmarino.com. Love to hear from you anytime. Also, social media, we can hang out on Twitter at tjmarino.com/Twitter, on LinkedIn, tjmarino.com/LinkedIn. I should say, and over on Google Plus, it's simply tjmarino.com/g+. Glad to have you on board this morning. So today we're going to talk about a success strategy. I like to call it the entrepreneur's litmus test. You know, thanks to Google, becoming or being a bright and brilliant business entrepreneur is no further than a few mouse clicks away, right? Not. But you already knew that, right? We'll talk about the litmus test in a little bit. So how do we intelligently avoid business burnout? And I always tell people, every day is a work day, every day is a holiday. Sometimes I'll fire myself by about 8:30 in the morning. Then I look around about noon. Nobody wants my job, so then I have to rehire myself again. So that's kind of, you watch that, you know, the burnout thing. So how do you know that you're burning out? What's going on? Well, first of all, here's some tips for you. If you're like Mr. or Mrs. Complainer all the time, you start complaining about everything. Now, everybody complains occasionally, but are you doing more than your share? So here's the thing. If you start complaining, probably starting down, if you're not already there in burnout mode, maybe you're always procrastinating. That's another one. If important aspects of your particular schedule strategy begin to sit there untouched while you take care of insignificant details, or if you find yourself doing everything at the last minute and not very well, maybe your procrastination is a sign that you're starting to burn out. How about wasting time? You may start out the day with the best intentions, but by the time you go home, you're not even sure where the time went. So maybe you're wasting time means you're starting to be on the fringe of burnout. How about making excuses? When you don't have results, the easy thing to do is to turn to excuses, saying or even thinking that other people or circumstances are to blame for the performance or the lack thereof. That could mean you're burning out. How about little or no motivation? You're slow to start, quick to give up, arrive later and leave earlier every day. Maybe harder to even get out of bed in the morning. Good sign of maybe you're burning out. Constantly stressed. Some stress is normal, naturally, for most of us. It can be healthy. But when stress is unrelenting, and especially when it comes from not these deadlines or from other external sources, but from overworking or overthinking and over worrying about everything, this can become a real big problem. All right. And then you start to check out, okay, in that burnout mode. Maybe you feel uninspired. Maybe you're mired in negativity. Well, the best way to re-energize yourself perhaps is to maybe make a plan to put yourself on the path where you belong, especially if you've invested a lot into your current career. Maybe a change. You might want to make changes. And again, no plan, no change. Got to recognize that you're burning out first. So start planning. Start working towards a goal. And remember, as you're thinking about those goals, think about the SMART, the acronym SMART, initialism, S-M-A-R-T, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and trackable. Got to put a timeline out of everything. But, if you're working hard, particularly as an entrepreneur, you're going to get to those places where you're just tired. One of the things I like to do is I like to take mini vacations every single day. Might be a walk over to Starbucks. I might go out and talk to the folks downtown as I take a walk to the park or along the river. Maybe I'll go to the Capitol building, which is a few blocks away from the studios here at the Reed Opera House, and say hello to folks. Maybe I'll just sit there and watch the little squirrels scurrying to and fro. They're very friendly over there, too, by the way. They're very people-friendly. I had two come up and sit next to me the other day, and that'll take your mind off of the burnout. Just remember where you're going. Remember to ask yourself, why am I doing what I'm doing? What got me here in the first place? And also, remember, you are never alone. We all suffer from the same thing. And the thing is, it's okay. It's all right to feel burnout once in a while. But you got to make a determination. Are you going to continue to be bitter or are you going to get better? One of the best ways of doing that is to get the wake-up call and then work towards a plan to re-energize yourself. All right, hang around people you love. Go out and share love in the community. All right, look for those opportunities to be a blessing to others. That'll get you right out of your bad mood.
Huh? Strategist Radio.
All right. So at 6:09, we're going to talk about the entrepreneur's litmus test and how well you might score on this thing. But for now, let's check in with Sir Richard Branson. He says, screw it and just do it.
The main thing is if you have a good idea for a business, as I say, screw it, just do it and give it a go. And you may fall flat on your face, but pick yourself up and keep trying until you succeed. So at 15, I was against the Vietnamese War. I thought it was an unjust war. I was against a lot about the way we were being taught at school and colleges. And so we started a magazine and never thought of myself as being an entrepreneur or a business person. And, you know, it became my education. It became my springboard to start a lot of other things in the years to come. I think the important thing to think about business is that business isn't really business. Business is creating something that you believe in. I mean, the most successful entrepreneurs, the people like, you know, Larry Page and Sergey, who had an idea in their garage and felt they could create something called Google. In all of these examples, they are filling a niche in different areas and just making making living for most people a lot more pleasant than it was before. I think it's a mistake when people think of business like they're ringing up a till in a shop. For most entrepreneurs, business is very creative and a great adventure. The most notable setback was our spaceship accident last year. And I think the moral of that story was, you know, to go to the accident, to, you know, meet the relatives, to meet all the engineers, and, you know, the overwhelming support that we got from people to carry on meant that, you know, we have carried on, and you know, this week we're going to be unveiling our new spaceship. There's no point in coming up with a great idea unless people are going to know about it. So one thing I've learned over the years is to use myself, which is cheap to use, to get out there and put my companies on the map. I've sunk crossing the Atlantic and trying to break a transatlantic speed record. I've crashed in the Atlantic trying to be the first to cross in a balloon. I've been dropped down a building in Las Vegas and hit the side of the building on the way down. I mean, anyway, we've gone to extreme lengths to get Virgin well known, but it seems to have worked. I seem to have survived, and it's been a great adventure and a lot of fun in the process.
Six 12 right now, Monday morning. Happy leap year. We're talking a couple of minutes about the entrepreneur's litmus test and how well you might score. What if you could pitch anything in 15 seconds? You know, it's possible. Forbes contributor Carmine Gallo tells us how to pitch anything in 15 seconds using a message map. Check it out.
I'm going to show you how to pitch anything in 15 seconds. And we're going to do so with the help of a great tool called a message map. A message map is the visual display of your story on one page. So for this exercise, you're going to need a notepad, a tablet computer, or a good old-fashioned whiteboard. And we're also going to use the example of a real company called Lush. Lush is a global soap store. I believe they're in about 45 countries. They make fantastic handmade fresh soap. Ah, that lemon smells great. I don't have any financial interest in this company, but I know they're messaging really, really well. I've talked to the founders before, and in order to create a really good message map, you got to know the story. So let's start with step one, creating what I call a Twitter-friendly headline. The Twitter-friendly headline is the one overarching message that you're trying to communicate to your customer, the one thing you want people to know about your brand or your product. I've already taken the liberty of filling this out. Lush makes handmade soaps and cosmetics. So again, based on my understanding and my understanding of the message, I think that's the one thing they want you to know. Lush makes handmade soaps and cosmetics. If that's all you know, it tells you a lot, and it also fits well within a Twitter post of 140 characters, so keep it short. But now let's fill in the rest of the message map with three, or at most four, supporting points. So again, based on what I understand of their messaging so far, I would say fresh is very important to them, and we'll talk about that in a second. Fresh. The other sub-point or supporting point I would make is environmentally, and I'll shorten it, environmentally friendly. And the third point is ethical campaigns. They support a lot of ethical campaigns globally and in their various communities where the locations are held. So Lush makes handmade soaps and cosmetics. There's three reinforcing points. They're fresh, they're environmentally friendly, and they support ethical campaigns. Now let's see how this would work out in the real world. I'm going to use a stopwatch for this. Let's assume, hypothetically, customer walks into a Lush store. A sales associate might say something like this. Hi, welcome to Lush. We make handmade soaps and cosmetics. Everything you see in the store is fresh, it's environmentally friendly, and part of the proceeds go to support ethical campaigns in our community. Take a look around. Enjoy yourself. 15 seconds. In 15 seconds, I gave you the broad story. If that's all you know about Lush, this actually tells you quite a bit. But now let's go one step further. Let's extend the conversation somewhat, maybe to a 30-second pitch. You're going to have to support these points for a longer conversation. So under fresh, you might add just a couple of bullet points, like manufactured daily, shipped the next day. Under environmentally friendly, you can put something like unpackaged, so that the plastic doesn't end up in landfills. Or you might put ingredients not tested on animals. These sub-points, the supporting points for each of your three key messages, need to be very specific. They need to be examples, data, statistics, or even stories. And under ethical campaigns, you might add one or two of the campaigns that the Lush brand supports, either globally or locally in communities. So there you go. This is a message map. It is one of the most powerful tools in communication. It works each and every time, even for very complex products or concepts. I know, because I've worked with leaders who have incredibly complex products to talk about or to sell. In fact, the more complex your product, the more you need the message map. Because you, as a leader, you need to communicate the benefits of your product in a way that is simple, clear, and concise. The message map is your winning ticket.
Strategist Radio.
Strategist Radio Live. Tony here. You know who you are. 617. Good morning to Sabrina, Kristen. Hello to Catherine, Kathy, Tina. Good morning to you, Bill, Sylvie, Becky. Good morning to Mary, Denise, Lynn. Good morning to Charlotte, Leanne. Hello to Harry, Dartha, Den, Leanne, Stephanie. Good morning to Frankie, Sean, and Dr. Caroline Savage, Virginia. Our friends over at Rackspace, BMW USA, Amazon.com, Random House, The Avon Company, Mars Wrigley Chicago, and our hardworking friends at Costco, Kirkland, Washington. Good morning. Feel free to help yourself, by the way. Lots of free goodies for you, for your entrepreneurial journey, at the Strategist website. It's all there for you for free. Check it out at strategistradio.com or tjmarino.com. Both will get you there, all right? And check out this month's book of the month. All right, and check out our Strata Library. A lot of great material in there. What are you feeding your mind? All right, so let's talk a little bit about success strategy and the entrepreneur's litmus test, like to call it that, and how might you score? Now, thanks to Google, becoming or being a bright and brilliant business entrepreneur, it's really no further away than just a few mouse clicks, right? Wrong. But you already knew that. Entrepreneurial success does not come to those who are simply lucky or because it was gifted to them. Entrepreneurial success is attained through pure ambition, superior attitude, superior state of mind, meticulous strategy planning, and of course, execution. And don't forget about the nerve to take risks when others give up and run. So we'll talk about that here. Let's talk about a few things that you might want to think about here and ask yourself, is that me? Is that the direction I'm moving? First thing you got to do is you got to be willing to sacrifice. Without hard work and the willingness to stick it out, I can achieve your desired level of success. You got to follow the basic science of success, which means your input will equal your output in, out, right? Be willing to put your heart and soul on the line in executing yourself without any wish for a lucky break. That doesn't mean they're not going to come. Take them where you can. but you got to earn your lucky breaks and never just simply expect them. There's no entitlement there. You can't depend on luck. You got to be willing to eat, sleep, and drink your passions in such a manner that your hard work doesn't feel like hard work. You want to expect the utmost from yourself. And when you're focused, nothing can stop you. Next, you want to be curious and you want to remain eager to learn. Always be learning. Something I learned a long time ago and continue to do it. The majority of people stubbornly believe that they have all the information that they're ever going to need. Now, this pinheaded minded focus really will block people from reaching their potential. But to be radically successful, explore and learn new things each day. Be curious about problems, not defeated by them. Be an observist. Ask questions. Get new information. Read. Go to seminars. Hire a business consultant. Success breeds success, right? Knowledge is the foundation of success. And to succeed, you got to always thirst for more. You got to have that hunger for more information, education, and learning. The more you know, the easier your work becomes. And you apply all of your newfound knowledge by running through this process of skills continually, over and over again through repetition, making those changes where necessary so you can always become better. Remember, don't forget to be humble in your approach. You also want to build solid connections. That's one of the big pluses for social media, isn't it? I mean, your network of connections is synonymous with your net worth. And you don't need to be loud. You don't need to be arrogant or an attention seeker to get ahead. The successful elite prefer to work quietly and let their success do the talking. Let what it is you do rather than what you say be the evidence for your knowledge and your expertise. You must constantly be networking with others with a sense of class, intelligence, and maturity. And always ask yourself, what's in it for them? What can I do for them? Gifting them, right? It's not always about you. Exchange information. Talk about ideas and events. And always know people's first names. So build that Rolodex full of people who value your friendship, your ideas, passions, and who will return your calls. In today's world, it's all about who you know. It's been that way for, well, probably since the beginning of time. Next, you got to be passionate about personal growth. The ambitious are never comfortable with complacency. So there's always this hunger to expand, to become better. Continually work to expand your personality, your leadership skills, management skills, as well as other finite details of your life. Don't just tolerate personal flaws. Strive to improve upon them, okay? Nobody's perfect. Be easy on yourself. And also, next, be creative. You know, there's a great saying, those who run with the crowd often get lost in it. Now, the ambitious do not run with the crowd, right? You got to be passionate about questioning that status quo. You heard Richard Branson a few minutes ago. You got to step outside the box, risk failure, and face rejection. Success often comes from going against the grain. Doing again what has already been done will never amount to anything more than what's already been accomplished. We've already gotten that. You want to be sufficient, self-sufficient, and you got to be responsible too. Doesn't mean you're not having a ball and having a great time. We're laughing and having a ball all the time here at the firm. But you still have to be self-sufficient and you must remain responsible. When you're filled with ambition, there really is no room for excuse-making or trying to shift blame or responsibility for the challenges onto other people. I mean, if you're not succeeding, humble yourself. Take note that you are the common denominator, perhaps, operating in all of your experiences. So it's like my dad used to say, you point one finger at someone, you got three pointing back at yourself. So don't play the blame game. To be the type of success you want to be, use your ambition to take full accountability of your current circumstances. Get creative and solution-oriented. Remember, take that critical thinking approach, problem, solution. Next, you got to really keep your perspective. Really, where am I now? How am I doing? No matter the stress or turmoil we may experience each day, we have to learn to harness on purpose our ambition. And we need to stay in balance. We got to learn to relax. We got to learn to breathe easy. We got to remember that tomorrow's not here yet. And yesterday's history Not gonna, it's gone. It's finished. So you got to keep your perspective. And when you do, you begin to breathe easier. Slow down to focus on solutions, not problems. Don't race to get everything done, because there's always going to be something else to do. Do you find yourself doing that? I do that a lot. I'm hurrying to get through it, hurrying to get through. Why? I guess something else going to be next. So keep your perspective. To be successful, you have to be a good problem solver and not dwell on any particular one challenge. Your ambition requires constant movement. Remember, the only thing in life that's constant is change. You want to be an individual that really responds promptly. This is important. With the advances in technology, what you want is always at the tip of our fingers, right? But you want to be the first and quickest to respond to these opportunities, which means you're continually scanning the environment. Grab a hold of all of them. Take your notes. Bookmark them. Avoid allowing things to linger on or to take too much time in responding back to potential opportunities. Sometimes these little windows of opportunity are nothing more than a flicker. And that's why you always have to remain on point. I mean, you don't want your competitors to steal an opportunity from you because you're late to the party. Time is everything. So use your ambition to provoke prompt responses. And finally, don't quit. Never quit. Embrace the challenge. Love the challenge. When business gets hard, reach deeper. The fearful walk away. They run, literally. When the challenge gets too rough, you've seen it. You probably have. I've done it. I've run from success. Sucks. But the ambitious see challenge as an opportunity to stretch, to expand, to evolve mind and skills and knowledge and competencies. You got to understand that if success were easy, it would come to everyone with little effort. So you got to be willing to sacrifice all outdated beliefs that you had, that you've been picking up through your past, in order to surpass your current challenge. So make it your goal to always come out on top. Play at your best. Give the world a full cup of you, right? Rather than a half cup of you or a few drips every day because you've burnt yourself to a crisp. Most successful people in this world started from the bottom and used their deeply felt ambition to drive themselves to the top of their game. So, some ideas for you today. I hope they help. Buddy, check yourself. How do you score, right? Be back next week. God bless you. Check out the Hub. All the free resources there at tjmarino.com or strategistradio.com. Email me 24/7. It's open 24/7. Email me support at tjmarino with your thoughts, comments, ideas, or suggestions. Make it a great rest of your week. God bless you and go out and love somebody. Thanks for being my friend. Kelly, close it out.
Live from the Strategist Business Radio Studio. This has been the Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino. We'd love to hear from you. Thoughts, comments, ideas, victories, and even your business's silliest business spoofs. We invite you to contact us anytime. If you'd like to share your business best practice strategy on an upcoming edition of the show with our global audience, email Tony at support@tjmarino.com. Be sure to make your way to the Hub and help yourself to all the fresh, relevant, and timely business strategy materials, including the complete radio archive library, by visiting and bookmarking tjmarino.com. If you would like Tony to set aside the time to review your present business strategy, send your request in care of support@tjmarino.com. We'll see you again Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific, for our next raw and real intimate get-together on the Strategist Radio Live.